In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. How many of you have heard the phrase, Christ has died for us? Who's heard that before? That Christ has died for us. All right. That's something that we say in church sometimes. How about, who's heard Christ is risen for us? Who's heard that? All right. We say that too. Christ died on the cross. We know that. Christ rose from the dead. We celebrate that at Pascha. And we know that too. But there's something else I want you to remember. In addition to Christ dying for us on the cross and Christ rising from the dead after the cross, I want you to remember that even before that, Christ lived for us. Okay? We know that Christ died for us, he rose for us, but also Christ lived for us. Can we just say that together? I want to make sure you remember that. Christ lived for us. Say that one more time.
Christ lived for us.
That's right. Christ lived for us. In today's gospel, we hear a story of Jesus coming upon a family where someone had died. The son had died, and the mother was there, and the other family members and friends were there, and it looks like it was a funeral procession. And Jesus comes upon them, and you can imagine how sad they were. And it was even sadder, not only because the man died, this son of his mother, but they don't mention a father in the story, so there was no father around. Maybe the father also died. And so this son, not only it was sad for the mother that the son had died, but this son used to take care of his mother. And so now the mother, not only did she lose her son, which is sad, but she had no one to help her, to take care of her. So her life was going to be much more difficult from now on. And so Jesus comes up to them all, and he says to the mother, don't cry. Which is kind of sad, because I think she had a lot of things to cry about, really. He says to her, don't cry. And then he says something even stranger. He looks at the body of the son that died, and he says, son, I say to you, arise. And something even stranger happens, that the dead person wakes up and is alive again. And everybody was amazed. I think this is amazing. Not only did Jesus give life to the son who had died, but he also gave life to this mother, because without her son, life was going to be very, very difficult. Jesus lived a certain way. The way Jesus lived was he paid attention to God. He listened to God in prayer, and he was obedient to God. It was because Jesus paid attention to God, listened to God in prayer, and was obedient to God that he was able to give a better life, God's better life, to other people, such as this son and his mother. And he did that his whole life long. All the time while Jesus lived, he was given God's better life to other people. And he gives God's better life to us too. Yes, a question.
Why did Jesus sacrifice himself to die for us?
Jesus did everything because of his love for us. He really didn't do anything except things that would be out of love for us. When he died on the cross, and rose from the dead, he made it possible for us to be alive with him forever in the kingdom. And so even when he lived during his life, he did things so that we could have a better life. Was there another question here? How did Jesus die? He died on the cross. He died on the cross, which is why we have many crosses in the church. Someday, not during liturgy, but someday you can count the crosses in the church and you'll find that there's a very, very large number of them. And we remind ourselves how Jesus died and then how he rose again from the dead by placing crosses in the church and also wearing crosses. I even have a lot of crosses on the vestments that I'm wearing too. So when we are paying attention to God, when we are listening to God in prayer, and when we're obedient to God, we also have God's better life with us, and we can share God's better life with other people as well. And that's really important. That's what God wants us to do. So let's stand up and we'll pray together. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, we ask for your blessing upon these children gathered before you and upon all our congregation. We thank you, O Lord, for your death and your resurrection, but we thank you also for the life you lived, the example you gave us, and how you taught us how we ought to live as well. Bless these children, help them always to glorify your name by paying attention to you throughout their life, by being obedient and listening to you in their prayer time. Watch over and bless them, for you are the giver of blessings, and we give you glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Okay, you can all be seated.